The 2011 Obama budget backs off on user fees. General aviation alphabet groups are applauding cautiously. And the gloves come off in the NASA funding battle. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. Much of the aerospace community's initial reaction to President Obama's fiscal 2011 budget proposal this week had to do with the proposed new direction for NASA. But another big feature is the absence of a user fee proposal for funding the FAA. That is significant because in the fiscal 2010 budget submitted a year ago, the administration included the note, quote, "Starting in 2011, the budget proposes to replace some aviation excise taxes with direct user charges," unquote. There is no such language in the new proposal. General aviation lobby groups are generally pleased. Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, commented, quote, "Instead of adopting foreign-style user fees, NBAA and its members have been very aggressive in promoting the wisdom of building upon the stable, reliable, and efficient fuel tax mechanism for general aviation to help fund aviation system modernization. On top of all that, the fuel tax is environmentally friendly because it encourages the development of cleaner, quieter, and more efficient engines. We commend the administration for its focus on aviation modernization, and we look forward to working with officials to expedite the transformation to the next generation air traffic control system," unquote. Pete Bunce, president of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, concurs and notes the fees would have been difficult to get by lawmakers. Quote, "A burdensome user fee system faced widespread opposition in Congress and universal opposition from general aviation. GAMA stands ready to work with both the administration and Congress to pass an FAA reauthorization bill that will help the agency move forward on air traffic control modernization and other important national priorities," unquote. GAMA is commending Chairman Jerry Costello and Ranking Member Tom Petri of the House Subcommittee on Aviation for sending a letter opposing user fees to the administration last fall, an initiative that was endorsed by more than 100 members, including the Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, James Oberstar. Craig Fuller, President of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, also noted congressional opposition to user fees and said the proposed budget, quote, "allows all of us in the aviation community to focus on important priorities like air traffic control modernization, keeping airports open, and growing the pilot population. We are especially focused on any and all actions that will encourage the return to growth in the general aviation sector," unquote. Up next on ANN, an Alabama senator starts the NASA funding fight with name-calling. Moonwalker Buzz Aldrin says the Obama plan for space is the right one. And an activist has a game plan for fighting new through-the-fence restrictions. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. As expected, states whose economies rely on government contractors nursing at the NASA teat are sending their lawmakers out to do battle over the Obama administration's new private sector-based plan for space exploration. Senator Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican and the ranking GOP member of the Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies Appropriations Subcommittee, has engaged in what so far sounds like the nastiest outburst. Obviously not shy about hyperbole, he said, quote, "The cancellation of the Constellation program and the end of human spaceflight is certainly not the change I believe in. Congress cannot and will not sit back and watch the reckless abandonment of sound principles, a proven track record, a steady path to success, and the destruction of our human spaceflight program," unquote. Then, Shelby also took a childish shot at small companies based in other states, quote, "We cannot continue to coddle the dreams of rocket hobbyists. Rocket science is not simple and it is not easy. Newcomers to this arena are continuing to learn this lesson as they struggle with repeated delays in getting their operations off the ground. it makes little sense for NASA to establish yet another social welfare program for these commercial companies, unquote. Gee, Senator, is painting aerospace development contracts as a welfare program really where Alabama wants to take this discussion? Then there's the position of a guy who's been there, done that, and got the shiny suit. Buzz Aldrin was the second man to set foot on the moon and had this to say, quote, I wish to endorse strongly the president's new direction for NASA. As an Apollo astronaut, I know the importance of always pushing new frontiers as we explore space. The truth is that we have already been to the moon some 40 years ago. A near-term focus on lowering the cost of access to space and on developing key cutting-edge technologies to take us further, faster, is just what our nation needs to maintain its position as the leader in space exploration for the rest of this century. We need to be in this for the long haul, and this program will allow us to again be pushing the boundaries to achieve new and challenging things beyond Earth. I hope NASA will embrace this new direction as much as I do, and help us all continue to use space exploration to drive prosperity and innovation right here on Earth, unquote. In what turned out to be a counterpoint to Senator Shelby's rant, Aldrin concluded, quote, I am excited to think that the development of commercial capabilities to send humans into low Earth orbit will likely result in so many more Earthlings being able to experience the transformative power of spaceflight. I can personally attest to the fact that the experience results in a different perspective on life on Earth and on our future as a species. I applaud the president for working to make this dream a reality, unquote. One issue for general aviation that is still raging is the FAA's tough stance on through-the-fence operations at federally funded airports. Last spring, the FAA dramatically escalated its push to end access to runways in residential air parks getting FAA money. The agency cited the costs of mitigating noise complaints, despite having no documented noise complaint cases from any property owner with an adjacent hangar home. Brent Blue, who became minorly famous for challenging the policy at Randy Babbitt's Meet the Administrator session at Oshkosh last year, has launched ThroughTheFence.org, and using the Freedom of Information Act, has demonstrated that the FAA's new policy is arbitrary and without factual basis. He tells ANN that an amendment to a permanent FAA funding measure in Congress is likely, one that would prohibit the FAA from pursuing the change. Brent will be my guest today and tomorrow on the Aero News special feature, and will explain how we can get involved as individuals to support the amendment and what else we can do while waiting for it to come to the floor. Still ahead, the FAA fines American Eagle for weight and balance slip-ups. Boeing is stall testing the Dreamliner. And a new garbage processing plant is approved by the FAA right off the end of 3-1 at LaGuardia. You are listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm Paul Platt. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty totaling almost $2.5 million against American Eagle Airlines for operating flights without adequately ensuring the weight of baggage was properly calculated. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood explained, quote, the traveling public has to be confident that airlines are following important safety rules. When they are not operating to the highest levels of safety, they are subject to stiff fines, unquote. The FAA alleges that between January and October of 2008, American Eagle conducted at least 154 passenger-carrying flights when the baggage weight listed on the airplane cargo load sheets disagreed with data entered into the company's electronic weight and balance system. Entry of erroneous data results in incorrect computation of the weight and balance of a particular aircraft, and that could in turn affect control settings and V-speeds. After the FAA's initial investigation, American Eagle revised its station operating manual. The airline has 30 days from receipt of the FAA's civil penalty letter to respond. We're not accustomed to thinking about intentionally stalling airliners to see what they'll do, but it's a critical part of the flight test regimen. As Continental Connections 3407 tragically demonstrated a year ago, stalls can happen. And so, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner is being put to the test. The company reports it conducted the plane's first stall tests last week, and there will be more to come. 787 Chief Pilot Mike Carriker commented in a company video, quote, "We probably flew 50 to 60 stalls in the airplane. For stall speed, you stall the airplane with the center of gravity forward. For flying qualities, you do it with the center of gravity full aft. So we had to do both of them, and you do it every flap setting. You get quite a few of them," unquote. He said another 200 stalls are likely before testing is complete, and he added, quote, "It was great fun," unquote. And finally, a year ago, there was a great deal of debate about how it might be possible to reduce the risk of bird strikes in the New York City area. Now, the FAA has green-lighted a new garbage transfer station just 2,000 feet off the end of runway 31 at LaGuardia. The FAA approved the plan, noting that the garbage will arrive at the indoor facility in enclosed trucks and depart the station sealed inside cargo containers. The only potential concern flagged by the agency was the building's planned height, which was reduced from 110 to 100 feet. Still, in a concession for those worried, when the North Shore Marine Transfer Station opens in 2012, the FAA will pay for a bird-counting USDA biologist, and the New York Department of Sanitation has agreed to shut the plant down if it turns out to be a bird magnet. As anyone who's ever followed a so-called enclosed garbage truck on a freeway can attest, we have nothing to worry about. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org explains how he came to lead a fight against the FAA on behalf of owners of hangar homes. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.